Today's reading comes from Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 to 15. Jesus blesses the children. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could lay his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. But Jesus said, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." And he placed his hands on their heads and blessed them before he left. This is the word of the Lord.
That may well have been a familiar story, I hope. A fairly familiar little snippet of something that happened with Jesus. And I just want you to imagine the scene a moment. Here we've got Jesus. And Jesus is chatting with people, teaching them, and generally having a good time with them. And they're probably laughing and smiling together. I always, whenever I think of Jesus, I like to think of him smiling. I don't often see that in pictures. But for me, Jesus is somebody, when he teaches, he will be smiling. And they say, "Hey guys, I want to tell you about this amazing Father God that I want you to know." But then, by contrast, we've got some disciples who are being a right pain, because they're being stroppy, because there's some children there. And the disciples are saying, "Children? We don't want children. They're noisy and they're messy and they keep running around and spoiling things, so shoo, go away." And you've probably got some parents who are decidedly frustrated because they're saying to themselves, "Hang on a minute, we know Jesus, we want our children to know Jesus, and therefore why are you stopping us?" And you've also got the children themselves who will be right upset because they are looking and saying, "We want Jesus as our friend. He looks friendly, he's having a great time there, we want to be part of it." And of course, you've got Jesus who is slightly miffed by the whole thing. And he then says these dramatic words, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. Let the children come to me. Don't stop them." And I believe there are two key reasons why Jesus said that, especially so emphatically. Because he longs to welcome children, and he, as we shall see, welcomes children of all ages. Those who could run to him, and no doubt the moment Jesus said that, and the disciples said, "Okay, we give up," and the children ran. And you can imagine Jesus, "Hey, great," and having a good time with them. But not only children who could run, there would be children who were carried. Because in Luke, the Luke's version of this story, the word he uses for children is actually of infants, those who would be carried in arms. And therefore, this story is telling us that actually Jesus delights in welcoming children of all ages. And therefore, it's appropriate that we had a complete range of children here, because Jesus delights in welcoming them. I can remember, would you believe, 51 years ago, then I was opened my front door and an ambulance man came up and he said, "This is yours." And he handed me a bundle. It was actually our first child, our first daughter. And I remember as I received her and I looked and I thought, what do I do now? Because it was an exciting but somewhat daunting thing to suddenly have this little bundle of life, so fragile, so open, so empty. And yet what was going to go into that life was in so much part of my concern and responsibility. Oh, with my wife, she had part of that. And therefore that sense of excitement and wonder and uncertainty. But the thing about Jesus, when he welcomes children and when he embraces them and starts to go with them, then he knows exactly his plans and purposes for them. And I find that so encouraging, that Jesus knows his plan and purpose for each and every one. And I said before, he delights to welcome all ages. Now the thing is that when Jesus said, and incidentally that includes my age even, because you may well have heard the phrase, growing old is inevitable, growing up is optional. And it's something, I've had many a birthday card with that on it. And the great thing about that is that Jesus is saying, "I want you to be like a child." Because he actually said that the kingdom of heaven belongs to these children, He didn't actually say the kingdom of heaven belongs to these children. He said the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children. And that, I believe, embraces all ages. Now, what is it about children that Jesus was thinking of at that moment? What particular characteristic about children, as distinct from grumpy old men, that Jesus was wanting to point to and say, that is how you live kingdom life, by being like a child? Okay, this is where I want you to do some thinking for me. So what is it, the particular characteristic about children, that Jesus would have been thinking, that is how you live kingdom life? Some suggestions, please.
Obedience.
Say that again.
Obedience.
Oh, I wish. Yes, that is... it's certainly a characteristic that the children ought to have. And many of them do, of course. Okay, another characteristic of children.
Enthusiasm,
yes. Indeed, the great thing about children, when they jump up and down and get excited about things, that's what Jesus loves us to be, that childlike enthusiasm. Okay, that's good. Obedient and enthusiastic. Anything?
Innocent.
Oh, yes. Okay, and I wish. Yes, I'm sure that certainly with the little tiny babies, they're innocent. But as we heard in that baptism, it was actually the blessing part, wasn't it? Where we recognise that there will have to be times of forgiving. But once Jesus has forgiven us, we have become innocent again. So, yes. Any others? I've got a few down here. Sorry?
Single-mindedness.
Focus, yes. Whoa. Yes, I know some children who are single-minded. So that is certainly something that Jesus delights in. Yes. Open, thank you. That's one of the ones I've got down. Open, indeed, yes.
Trusting,
yes. It's so delightful when children trust you. That's when you can enter into a relationship of trust. We're doing well. Any others? There's some that I've got down here that you haven't actually had yet. Think. Childlikeness. Not childishness, but childlikeness. How about some... certainly those who are open, I have that. Ready to receive, ready to love and be loved, ready to learn, we have that. So these are the things that Jesus was saying. This is, if you are like a child, open and ready to receive, then you can become part of this kingdom life. And the great thing is that clearly transcends ages. You don't have to be a child, but like a child with those characteristics. And I wonder how childlike you are feeling this morning. And this kingdom that Jesus was inviting and saying, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, belongs to those who are like these children. And clearly, kingdom isn't the place. Kingdom life is about recognizing that God is sovereign. He is the one who is the Lord of my life. And if I live my life in that way, then I'm living kingdom life. And I can tell you, it's an exciting one. It's an exciting one. The four that we have here, they are beginning that journey. We've spoken a lot about journeys. And this journey of kingdom life. I wonder where you are in your journey of kingdom life. Maybe near the beginning. Maybe you haven't started yet. Then this is a good a time as any to say, Lord, I want to begin. These four, we've embraced and welcomed them as they begin. It's up to Sam and Vicky then to encourage that process of living kingdom life. And for me personally, I've been travelling it a while, like 65 years, I think, so far. And I can tell you, you ain't seen nothing yet. As we continue to live this Christian life, as we continue to live this kingdom life, then the Lord so delights to walk with us, and so delights to welcome. It's not always easy, but it's always fantastic. It's always great. Jesus invites you, as he invited those children in our story, he invites you to walk with him in this kingdom journey. Will you join him? There's a way that Jesus often thinks of himself and referred to himself as a shepherd In those days, shepherds didn't have a dog to sort of chase the sheep, but rather they led their sheep. And interesting that the sheep knew his name. The sheep knew the shepherd's voice, and they would follow it. You could have a whole crowd of multiple different herds, and one shepherd could come up and call, and his sheep, and his sheep alone, would come out. And what Jesus is saying, if you know my voice, listen to my voice, and then follow. John tells us that Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And hear this, I give them real and eternal life, an exciting one. Father, thank you that you... Hey, George, you're right. Oh, a full nappy. Some quite nice things about growing up, aren't there, when you don't need a nappy. As I was praying, Father, we thank you that you call us by name. Help us to recognize your voice, to hear you calling. And Father, as we pray for Eleanor, we pray for William, we pray for Oliver, we pray for George, and for Sam and Vicky, Lord, and for all the family, Lord, would you bless them in their journey? And we ask you to bless us as we journey with you in the amazing love of Jesus. Amen.